The West Live.
The West Live.
Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. I'm tired, but I'm good. Yeah.
Did you not sleep well last night?
No, it was my daughter's graduation. She's at year five, but she goes to middle school, so it was her graduation last night, and they go for a lot longer than you expect, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, wow. What happens at a grade five graduation?
Well, it's called like an evening of innovation, and they had to come up with these booths and like sell these products, and it was very intense. I don't think I did that till about year 10. So.
And then once you have to graduate year six, and when she goes to high school?
So she goes to a middle school, which is 6-7.
Oh, okay.
And then they start 8 through to 12. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's strange. It's so strange to me, the way the school system works this year.
And it's gotten a lot bigger, I feel, like these like year 6 graduation type
everything is
thing.
Bigger. Yeah, everything is bigger.
Yeah.
Now let's talk, what else is getting bigger is the sort of this phenomenon of alcohol home delivery, which only, when did it become a thing? Only in the last couple of years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. In the last few years. And then it's sort of, I guess, grown in popularity. To the point where they've now had to restrict the hours that people can have it delivered.
So, what is that? Because I heard about this. So who's cracking down on it?
Yeah, so it's the state government cracking down on it. And I'm just thinking it's more, I think it's after 12 a.m. is when they're doing it. So between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m., you can know they're going to stop doing those deliveries, and they're cracking down it, particularly over Christmas.
I didn't even think you could.
Well, I didn't know either until I read this article. See?
Hang on,
if
I could known you can get booze delivered between midnight and 6 a.m., that would have changed so many things for late night parties.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I mean, and look, there's been awful stories elsewhere. I think in Sydney, there was one person who had, I think, 42 deliveries in one week, and the man ended up being found dead, that sort of thing. So there is definitely a dark side to it.
Oh, there's a big dark side.
Yeah.
We laugh about it, but, you know, there's definitely some real problems with alcohol consumption in society.
Absolutely. So I guess they're trying to do their bit, keep us safe over Christmas. You know, there's always, you know, crashes and that sort of thing on the road, so we don't want to add to that.
But isn't it home delivery of alcohol avoid that, though?
Well, yeah.
The last thing you want is people driving out to get booze.
True, but I guess maybe delivering it to them and then them driving early in the morning, I don't know. But I don't think it's going to impact me, which is good because, you know, I can't see myself ordering alcohol between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yeah. Are there services that do it, or is it the bottle shops that do it? Who even does it?
Well, I think, you know, places like Dan Murphy's like run 24 hours around the clock anyway just to get there.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. But I don't think you can call them and ask them to deliver. But is it Jimmy does it?
Yeah,
Jimmy delivers? Yeah, those sorts of ones. And there are other places that will do it as well. Wow. So,
do you know what? They need to crack down on Uber Eats as well, I reckon. But just in terms of...
I can't get it where I live. It's so unfortunate.
Just in terms of, you know, like if you've already had KFC this week, you can't get it again.
Actually, that would be really good, and actually bars it.
There should be limits on that. Obesity probably costs society way more than alcohol-related illness.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Obesity is a massive, massive problem.
It is.
And so that should be... You could have... You know, here's an idea for you. They'll never, ever do it. But imagine, you know, in the same way you go to McDonald's or Hungry Jack's or wherever, and on the menu board it has the kilojoules.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if it was the same with Uber Eats and you had a certain number of kilojoules that you're allowed per week. And if you exceed can't do it.
Do you know, you've actually come up with a fantastic idea. You need to patent that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then it can actually just, like, lock your account or something.
I need to get into public health.
Yeah. Or they could start, you know, with Adventure World, that big scandal of weighing people before they went on the rides.
Yeah.
You could weigh them before they go to takeaway outlets. Yeah, yeah.